This podcast was made using Anchor. Do you want to make your own podcast? Download the Anchor mobile app for free or visit anchor.fm to make your own podcast on Spotify. Hey love, welcome to the second season of Love Frances. Welcome to my fifth episode of Love Frances Podcast. If you're new here, hi, my name is Frances. Thank you so much for stopping by today's episode. I really appreciate it. And I want to tell you that this is a safe space for you and me. And I'll do my best to make you feel safe, okay? So, how are you? Kamusta ka? How's your heart? How's your mental health? How's everything going with your life right now? Well, I don't know what you just said or if you replied to me. I don't know what you're going through right now, but please do know that I am here for you and I am super proud of you. I'm super proud of you because you listened right now. You're listening right now. And maybe you don't see it, but you're so full of sunshine that you make the world around you light up. Wow, next one. And lastly, I want you to know that not every day is a good day, and that's okay. And I actually just started my class today, and it has been going well naman. Pero yun nga, time management na naman tayo, idol, school life, alam mo yun? So, yun, sa mga students out there, sa mga nag-work, sa mga may ginagawa, kaya natin to, okay? So, yeah, as you can see from the title, it's Growing Up in the Entertainment Industry. So, I basically grew up in the entertainment industry. I've learned a lot and I know for sure madami pa akong matututunan sa industry na to. Kasi, I grew up here, pero alam mo yon, konti pa din naman yung years na nandito ako. And for some of you who still don't know, I started chasing for my dream. Wow, chasing for my dream. Way back 2017 to 2018, if I'm not mistaken. And I started when I was just 16 years old. Super young talaga. And now I'm turning 18 na next month. I'm turning 18 already next month. I mean, wow. Can you imagine that? 18 na ako next month. Grabe. It still hasn't... Parang hindi pa din siya nagsisink in sa akin. Pero yun nga. Well, 18 na tayo next month. So basically, I really did grow up here. And you might be wondering, what's wrong with growing up in the entertainment industry? I mean, look at you. MNL48 ka. You're living your best life. Well, yes, if I look at it in a positive way, sure, I'm living my best life. But how about the things that are happening behind, diba? Behind the scenes? Tatanggalin na lang ba natin yon? Wala na lang ba tayong mga pangit na pinagdadaanan? So, in today's episode, I really want to share to everybody, especially to the young dreamers out there, the reality of growing up in here, having gotten a... teeny, tiny, yung mga sinasabi kasi nila parang anda ako, alam mo yun? Pero hindi pa, hindi ko, nagsalita, hindi na mabobo yung sentence. Pero yun nga, having gotten a teeny tiny taste of, you know, the industry. So, in my own little world. So, yeah, even before ako sumali dito sa ML48, na-mention ko din naman to sa past, episodes ko na talagang I wanna be relevant na dati pa. I wanna be relevant sa world, sa mundo. I wanna inspire people. And it's nice, you know, starting out very, very young. Pero iba pa rin eh. Iba pa rin pag talagang nasa entertainment industry ka na. And I know a lot of young artists will also agree to me. Someone asked me just today kung ano yung feeling maging part sa industry na to na super young pa. And I answered, well, it's nice. It's nice. Kasi totoo naman talaga eh. It's nice. It's beautiful. Diba? You get to meet a lot of people. Amazing people. Yung mga tingin ng mga tao ang layo-layo, pero ikaw nakikita mo in person, you got to earn money at a very young age, you got to sing, perform your whole heart out in front of a lot of people, and all that good stuff. But there are also bashers. There are also times when you just don't get noticed kahit anumang pagtatry mo. There are a lot of times na hindi ka sinasama sa mga events kasi you're not good enough. Or talaga hindi ka lang nanonotice. There are a lot of times na gusto mo lang maging normal. So, all those stuff. Diba? Na lumabas nang walang iisipin na baka mapicturean ako. Tapos kasama ko yung best friend ko. Tapos biglang i-issue, diba? Mga ganun. So, it's really not all nice. And it's not easy. It takes a lot of courage. And seeing young artists being bashed for what? Mistakes they intentionally or unintentionally did. It's sad. Because what people perceive of you, kung ano yung nakikita nila sa'yo, even if it's not true, hindi nila alam, ba pagod ka lang, kaya naging mukhang upset ka. Mga ganun, even if it's not true, yun na yung napaplant sa utak nila and they would spread it all over the world and you can never apologize. So, it takes a lot of courage. Kailangan maging perfect ka. Ganun sinasabi nila, kailangan perfect ka. You know, there are times pa that I see my former classmates just hanging out, chilling, and you're there, working your ass out. Diba? Sometimes I tend to get jealous of them. Of how they can enjoy their teenage lives, their youth. But you know, just because my life looks different from them, does not mean that I'm lost, diba? Ayun nga, yung gusto mo lang na maging normal na bata, nakakain ka ng mapayapa, na kahit ang dami mong dumi sa face mo, it's okay because you're still a kid, right? Basically, you're still a teenager. Yung gusto mo lang makipagkaibigan nang walang anything, pero you can't already. You can't. You just can't. Because people will make an issue out of it. And it sucks. Super. Ang dami mong kailangang isipin na tama ba to, magugustuhan ba nila to, are they gonna bash me for this? And sometimes, gusto ko na lang talagang mawala minsan. You know? I just wanna disappear sometimes. Yung as in, totally mawala. Ang daming opinions about you, rumors about you, ang daming mga taong gusto kang hilahin pababa. Pagtingin nila nasa tuktok ka na. Pagtingin nila andun ka na. But even after all the struggles, I know for sure, I love what I do. I still love inspiring people. I still love doing what I do now. I love it. Lahat ng sinabi ko sa inyo kanina, yes, they were harsh facts, harsh truths. But it does not mean that I resent being here. It just means that I want all the young dreamers to know that it's not gonna be an easy one. It's not gonna be all butterflies and sparkles. No, it's also about still waking up and putting a smile on your face, even if you just had a bad day yesterday. It's also about sacrificing some fun times to do work. It's also about being more grateful and contented to what has been given to you and not always ask, bakit eto lang? Bakit hindi ko nakukuha ko ano yung nakukuha ng co-artist ko? And you know, life doesn't have to be perfect, my love. It doesn't have to be perfect to be wonderful. You don't have to wait until your career is at its peak to be genuinely happy. Kung saan ka man ngayon, learn to be grateful. Learn to be contented. There's more to life. Really. And trust the process. Where you are right now, you got to decide whether you let your head get into you or you choose to be contented and to be genuinely happy, to be humble where you are right now. And huwag kang matakot sumugal, okay? Don't be afraid to risk. Kung natakot ka man sa mga sinabi ko kanina, sa mga harsh na mga sinabi ko kanina, it's okay, it's okay. You can still do it while being afraid, my love. So don't be afraid to risk, okay? And never, ever forget that you are worthy of love too. And thank you so much for being with me today. I love today's episode. I will forever cherish this because I get to share a piece of myself to you. And I hope you learned something from me. I really appreciate you for staying up until the end. And gusto ko lang din mag-thank you sa dog ko, si Moji. Kasi he's just sleeping beside our front door. And talagang hindi siya nag-ingay. He's just peacefully sleeping. Kaya, ewan ko, sobrang saya. Sobrang saya ko. So, yeah. Hugs para sa patuloy na lumalaban kahit sobrang hirap na. Mahal na mahal kita. And I'll talk to you on my next one. Okay? Sana andyan ka pa din. Again, this is Frances reminding you that you are safe here. Always, and always, love, Frances.